You are listening to the Yummy Mummy Podcast, episode number 173.
Welcome to the Yummy Mummy Podcast, where you will learn brand new and shockingly different tools to lose weight for the last time. And now, here's your host, certified life and weight loss coach, Laura Conley.
Hi, Yum Mums. What's going on? I have a very special episode for you. Some of you remember I had my friend and yoga nidra teacher, Kaylee Alyssa, on the podcast. She had me on her podcast and the conversation was so juicy and so good. And I feel like some of you guys do not know the answers to a lot of her questions. So I thought, we got to bring this to my pod too. So I hope you enjoy it. In the meantime, if you are enjoying the podcast, pretty please with a cherry on top, help me free the moms by leaving a rating, a review, a follow. It actually really makes a huge difference. And of course, if you want to lose weight for the last time, become free from food forever so that you can pass down the legacy that you want to pass down to your kiddos around food and body and self-love, then get on the wait list. Go to lauraconley.com and click work with me to get on the wait list for the April cohort. It is going to be the best experience of your life, and that's guaranteed. Okay. Without further ado, I bring you my combo with Kaylee. Oh, and PS, you guys, if you are interested in becoming a yoga nidra teacher, you can check her out at kayleyalyssa.com. That's CaleyAlyssa.com. Okay, have the freaking best day ever, best week ever, best listen ever. I love you so freaking much.
All right. Welcome to the Eighth House podcast. This is a podcast about transformation, truly death, life, and rebirth. And today we are welcoming the amazing Laura Conley. Laura and I have known each other for a very long time through the yoga community and other forms of wellness community. And we have reconnected recently, which has been such a delight and a joy for me through yoga nidra and other modalities. And Laura's here today to talk about life, about transformation, and about transforming via weight loss, which seems very taboo and shallow. But today's conversation, I think, will prove that it's anything but that. And so, Laura, I'm so excited to have you here today. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I am so happy we reconnected. It's like so meant to be. Thank you so much for having me. This is going to be so fun.
Yeah, meant to be for sure. Laura's got a big heart and a lot of love, and her energy is very magnetic. If you're not watching and you're just listening, I recommend you watch so that you can see her smile. So Laura runs something called the Yummy Mommy, and what that means is she's helping women lose weight for the last time, which is a huge caveat. And what that means is women are not just learning to lose weight, right? If they're learning to lose weight, they probably will go back and gain it again at some point. But losing weight for the last time means something different. And what it means is that Laura is teaching people and women, specifically moms specifically, to learn the mindset behind weight loss. And what that means is to learn to love themselves. And so Laura, when you start working with women who come to you and say, well, I don't want to love myself, I just want to lose the weight, what happens? What is the thing that you can, you know, and now that you know you've worked with all of these women and you know and you see how they react and respond to this process, what are the things that come about when they start to go down and walk down this path with you?
Yeah, at the end, they don't even talk about their weight loss. Like, I'll have them on my podcast all the time. And I'm like, okay, tell us about your experience, right? And they're like, well, I love myself. I'm so present with my kids. I actually want to have sex with my husband. And I'm like, okay, like, but the listeners want to know how much weight you lost, right? Because, and they're like, okay, yeah, I get it. Because I was just her, you know, 6 months ago. And so my mamas, and this was me too. I didn't give a shit about, sorry, am I allowed to swear?
Yes.
I didn't give a crap about loving myself. All I cared about was just weighing what I wanted to weigh. I just cared about like being skinny, and that's diet culture like programmed into my brain, right? Which now I've deprogrammed. And what I'll tell my clients, I'm like, you don't have to love yourself right at the beginning, but the way that we do it is so gentle and so easy and so accessible that they just sort of automatically do it through the process. And then it's their favorite thing. And it's like the best gift that they've ever given themselves. I tell them, I'm like, I tricked you into this. I called it weight loss, but really the weight loss is just a byproduct, actually, of the self-love and the really the self-connection that we do inside the program. So, So I love it because that is what our culture has made so important. But at least I can kind of like work with the cultural programming, the socialization that we've all got, or a lot of us have gotten, and you know, do kind of all of it at once.
Mm-hmm. I love the word that you use, deprogramming, and this is why I'm so excited, I think, to have you today, is because this is what I do in my world, is help people to decondition and deprogram and get back to really truly the essence of who they are. And I think that you're doing that in your own way and with the guise of weight loss, which is radical and amazing, right? You do see weight loss programs out there and sort of like brush them off because it is taboo and it is sort of like cliche and trendy and all of the things that, you know, every buzzword you want to throw at it. And so we devalue programs like yours. We devalue experience like the Yummy Mommy podcast and your program and all of the things, because it's like, oh, just another weight loss thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. I mean, I've definitely had people that wanted to have me on their podcast, but they're like, okay, but we have to like call you like a health coach. We can't like call you like a weight loss coach. I'm like, okay, that's fine. You can call me a health coach. But really what I am is a weight loss coach, like food freedom coach, self-love coach, whatever you want to call it. But that is not what my client wants at the beginning. Deep down, they want it because that's what we all actually want. We just don't know it because we're so blocked and really distracted by these other, like you said, superficial things. But but yeah, I could go on.
Yeah, but you're doing the work of deprogramming them, right? You're like, you're helping them to shift their mindset to see that, first of all, why they acquired the weight in the first place, right? Looking and seeing, why am I more than my natural weight that feels good on my body, on my bones? Like, why? How did I get here? And that piece of it matters, right? Mm-hmm. The asking of that question. And they can't decondition and deprogram until they start to understand the hows and the whys of why they got to where they are, right?
Totally. I think that I was so confused for so long. I was like, I'm not an emotional eater. I'm not an overeater. I don't like binge. And then when I really went down this path after I had my daughter and I was like, oh God, over my dead body, am I going to pass down this diet drama to her? I kind of went on a mission to healing all of this and really realized that I actually was an emotional eater. And because I had been programmed to numb my emotions. I had been programmed to avoid my emotions. I had been programmed to, if something wasn't that fun, make it more fun by including food, right? It was like food was such a big kind of highlight of my day to day, but not in a healthy way, in a way of, again, avoiding. And there's so many ways that our culture has conditioned us, right? Like number one, food is not just for fuel. It is to, like I said, numb, avoid, whatever.
Comfort.
But comfort, yeah. Stress relief, whatever. Bored, you know, you're bored. Go, you know, I'm like, find myself in the pantry. I'm like, what am I doing in here? I'm not even hungry. Right? but our culture has also conditioned us to really wrap our worth up in our weight and like our thinness or whatever you want to call it, right? Like, I'm not good enough unless I'm XYZ weight. I'm not worthy unless I look like this. And so we do a lot of that deprogramming as well. And I think it gets so convoluted because, and I know I struggled with this. I felt so much shame for wanting to lose weight because I wasn't supposed to lose weight, or I wasn't supposed to want to lose weight because I was supposed to love myself, and wanting to lose weight meant I didn't love myself. But that's just totally not true.
Isn't that interesting? You felt shame for wanting to lose weight because you should love yourself for who you are and how you are.
Yeah.
Do you think the shame, is that a societal thing? Is that a cultural thing that we're placing on the individual? Is that where that's coming from?
I think so. I mean, and I hear it from all of my moms. Like, all my moms are like, nobody even knows I'm doing this program because I can't even admit to my husband that I want to lose weight. I felt shame because I was a yoga teacher, and yoga teachers are really supposed to love themselves, right? Like, we're supposed to be the example and the embodiment. But then also teaching yoga in LA, you're also supposed to like be a fucking stick. So it was like this, it's like the Barbie monologue. Have you heard the Barbie monologue?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
That's what I felt like. It's like, I'm supposed to be this, but I'm actually supposed to be this. And these two things contradict each other. So it's just, I was just like bathing in shame. And what I finally learned was I have a deep desire to weigh what I want to weigh because that's the weight or body, whatever you want to call it, the body that I feel the best in, that I am able to be myself the most in. And so by me ignoring that deep desire, that was actually an act of not self-love. That was me ignoring myself. And when I finally listened to it, I was like, oh, yes, this is right. This is my truth. Like, yeah. I wanted to lose the weight and I didn't even realize what was on the other side. It was like I learned how to feel my feelings, which is such a gift we can give our kids too. And I also learned that like me loving my body at the weight that I was previously at, yes, I tried to do it. It just didn't work. And I think the reason why is because at that weight, I wasn't fueling myself in a way that was healthy. I was eating to numb. And so it was like this deep desire. It was like God inside me or whatever you want to call it, like something higher inside me that was – and that was the carrot. And that's why it's the carrot for all my moms too, because it's like I'm so conditioned by the culture. So it's like, okay, I'll follow that. And then I kept following it and so much growth came out of it, right? Yes, I weigh what I want, but it's like – again, it's like so not about that. It's just about me feeling good in my body and me feeling like myself and me – really being free to be myself. I think that's like really my underlying message and contribution is like, I'm desperate. I am desperate for all of us to be able to be ourselves.
Yeah. And me too.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I think you know, the Yummy Mommy slogan is free the moms, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think so freedom it's a trap. It's a trap. The diet culture, the culture that we live in, there's so many traps, one of which is we have to weigh a certain weight in order to be worthy. And, you know, we buy into it. It's the air we breathe. It is the air that we breathe unknowingly, unconsciously, and then we become conscious of it. And then it gets kind of funky because it's like, well, what are we supposed to do? A green juice cleanse? What are we supposed to do? Weight Watchers? What are we supposed to do? Ozempic? And that just perpetuates it.
Yeah. Well, so the issue is not a physical issue. It's a mental issue is what is the heart. A mental emotional issue. And so that's the heart of what we're getting at here. And so it's a deprogramming from all of the other physical issues. Do this thing, do that thing, don't do this thing, don't do that thing. The Barbie monologue that you mentioned, right? It's literally impossible to be a woman. You are so beautiful and so smart and it kills me that you don't think you're good enough.
Yeah.
Like we have to always be extraordinary, but somehow you're always doing it wrong, right? You have to be thin, but not too thin. You have to be, you know, all of the things.
Yeah. It gives me the chills. It really gives me the chills.
Right. So it's like, I think, part of the reason, let's just separate, part of the reason why Laura's program is successful is because it approaches it from your mind, not from your body, right? Mm-hmm. You're dealing
exactly
with the mental imbalances and the incongruencies for what they've acquired and the patterning that they've acquired and the lenses that they're seeing their life and each other through.
Yeah. I always say, like, if you feel like you know everything. Like I know my clients and I know so many women out there. They have tried everything. They have memorized every single diet book out there. And if you feel like you could basically have a degree in nutrition or, you know, be a dietitian, but you just can't get yourself to like do the thing to eat the omelet instead of the French toast, it's because of the mindset. It's because your brain needs to be rewired. I mean, Kayla, you talk about neuroplasticity all the time. That's what we do inside the Yummy Mommy. We literally rewire your brain when it comes to your relationship with yourself and food. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Laura, what are the ways with which you're doing that? Like for your clients, how do you see, what is the most effective ways that you're helping these women to rewire their brains? What do you see being the most effective tool?
Oh, okay. So I'm like, how much time do we have? So first,
now we don't want to give away all your trade secrets, of course, but.
Oh, well, I'll tell everybody everything. It's fine. But I think it's about kind of what you were talking about before. It's like becoming aware of where we are in the first place, of what we're even thinking. I know you teach this all the time. I think I also think that we're not taught how to think, right? We're not taught how to feel. So therefore, we have to numb our emotions with food or Netflix or you name it. But we're also not taught how to think. It's so crazy. I'm like, why are we learning about parallelograms and we're not learning how to think and how to feel? So don't get me on that whole tangent. But anyways, so I really teach my clients how to think. I teach them that there's two entities within them. I mean, I think there's actually more. But for example purposes, there's their brain and then there's them, like capital Y and Y-O-U, right? Or capital S and S-E-L-F, right? So there's their brain and then there's their self. And I'm like, your brain is the one that's in charge right now. You actually need to be the one in charge, right? We talk about in yoga all the time that we're the only species that is actually able to watch ourselves think. So it's really teaching my clients how to think, to show them what they're currently thinking. And because of their thinking, so this is the model that I teach. It's called the thought model. And my coach, who's like very, whatever, famous now because of this tool, she created it, but she didn't actually create it. She just brought so much philosophy and so much wisdom from all of the greats into this model. And it basically just teaches us that our thoughts create our feelings, which create our actions, which create our results, right? So for example, if somebody is like weighing themselves, for example, they get on the scale and they don't like the number they see, they start to have thoughts about it. What I'm doing isn't working. What's wrong with me? I'm broken. And then they feel defeated. And then because they feel defeated, they use food to numb the emotion and then they don't lose weight. And it's not just about the weight loss. It's about, you know, what's behind that. Because they don't lose weight, then what, right? How does that affect? How does that ripple down in their life? So I first and foremost teach my clients like how to think, how to separate themselves from their brains. I teach them that their brain thinks thoughts. A thought is just a sentence in your brain. I teach them really to like kind of Marie Kondo their brain, right? So you guys have probably heard of Marie Kondo, right? And she teaches like, if you want to clean out your closet, you get everything out of your closet, like all your clothes, you put them on the floor. And then you hold up each item of clothing and you decide, okay, I'm donating this to Goodwill or I'm keeping it. And you keep it if it sparks joy or in my case, if it's useful and helpful to you. So I give my clients this practice. It's a daily practice. It takes 5 minutes of literally dumping their brain out and then Marie Kondoing each thought. Ooh, wow, that thought is really not serving me. Like the thought of nothing ever works for me. I can never lose weight. Something's wrong with me. I'm going to give that to Goodwill. And instead, I'm going to think, you know what? And I don't teach my clients to do a 180 necessarily. I teach them to find another thought that at least is more helpful, that they somewhat believe. They don't have to fully believe it, but like, you know what? This could be possible. This has been possible for hundreds of other women who didn't think it was possible for them. So I'm going to use that thought because that thought doesn't make me feel defeated. That thought makes me feel empowered. And when I feel empowered, I eat a nutritious salad that I planned the night before that had my highest best self in mind, right? And so it's this practice of like decluttering their brain, right? And it's like, you know, when you're walking around after you cleaned out a closet or you cleaned out a drawer and you're sort of like light, you're like skipping around because you just feel better, you feel lighter. We all have all these thoughts in our minds playing out that we like on the subconscious level that are actually weighing us down mentally, emotionally, yes, physically too. And so we have to get them out and then see, are they working for us by plugging them into that model of, okay, what is this thought creating emotionally for me? What is that thought creates a feeling, which creates an action, which creates a result. So it's really just about like becoming conscious. I don't know if that makes sense. I'm trying to like summarize, but it's like, you know, it's deep stuff.
Well, for anyone listening and, you know, people, obviously, if you are listening to the 8th House podcast, you're already interested in the esoteric and in consciousness and in awareness. And so I think what you're saying is it's the observer effect. You're expanding your mind and your awareness to separate yourself from your thoughts and realize that you're not your thoughts, that you are in fact greater than your thoughts. And when we do that, that practice, which has to be done daily and as many times as possible for it to actually stick and take root, it's not like a once a week thing. You know, when we start to do that, we start to realize, oh, I am more than my thoughts, and oh, I can change my thoughts, and oh, my thoughts are shaping my reality. And so what if I chose a new thought? What if I you know, started to think differently. How would I feel? What would my life be like if I did that? And so there's a curiosity that has to be present, I think, and a willingness to explore that scape.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. That's why I love weight loss, because so many of my clients want it so badly. So they're willing to do anything at this point because they feel like they've tried everything.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, okay, well, why not? I mean, I have nothing to lose here, except for my weight. But no,
you know what's interesting? I love the statement that you just said, because your clients want it so badly. If I can explore that a little bit with you, I think what I teach in Yoga Nidra is a sankalpa, right? The sankalpa is like an intention, but it's super powered because it has a big, great emotion behind it. So what I hear you saying is that this is so effective because they want it so badly. Mm-hmm. Which is interesting, because you get into the world of meditation and yoga nidra and, you know, personal development and all of this other stuff. People say they want the thing, but they might actually not want the thing. Mm-hmm. They might want the opposite of the thing. And if you've ever read Existential Kink, you know, sometimes we do that. We think we want something, but actually we create the complete opposite because we in fact wanted the experience of being taken care of, or whatever the thing is that we created. And we did it on a low side manifestation rather than a high side manifestation.
Yeah.
So what's curious to me about what you're doing is that you've managed to isolate a select group of society who has a very super powered emotion behind the desire for what it is they want to happen in their life. And that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I agree, because before I like really niched down and got psychotic about freeing the moms through weight loss, I did coaching on just, you know, everything and anything. And yeah, it's super powered because they do want it so badly, and so it works. And if somebody's having trouble, we right at the beginning of the program, we do what we call our compelling reasons, and they list out their 20 compelling reasons. And every day they have to list a compelling reason in their journal. And to your point, it has to light them up. I'm like, write a new one, find a new one. And yes, there will be days few and far between where they actually aren't compelled. And I teach them how to take action even when they don't feel like it, right? But for the most part, they are very motivated and very compelled and connecting to those reasons to the point where they feel it in their body. Mm-hmm. Like you're speaking about with the sankalpa, it's just like magic.
Mm. So if you're listening and you really want to change something in your life, whether it's losing weight or doing something else, right? Having that big desire underneath it all, that is the fuel that really catalyzes the transformation in life. And if it's not there, we really have to check in with ourselves and figure out, what is our deepest desire? What are our truths? What do we want to create? Mm-hmm. And is that resonant with the life that we have?
Yeah, it's so good. And not making yourself wrong or bad if you don't want something that you think you should want. Like, I think that's a great thing to bring up, because I think society puts so much pressure on us to do this, to be this. And it's like, you know what? I don't know if I actually want that. No wonder why this isn't working for me.
Yeah. Well, I think there comes a point in everyone's life, it's a reckoning, right? When we realize that, we're like, oh, I thought I wanted this because that's what I was told that I should want my whole life. Yeah. But wait, I actually am a sovereign being and have my own feelings and emotions and thoughts, and I can actually want something else.
Yeah.
And we all have that day where it just all of a sudden dawns on us, like, we have a reckoning.
It's so true. We just started one of the cohorts a couple of weeks ago, and people post their takeaways from our calls. And the one takeaway that people kept posting that I just like kind of randomly set off the cuff, I was like, you can believe whatever you want. No one can tell you what to believe. You literally get to decide what to believe, what to think about anything. And people's minds were like blown. They're like, wait, what? No one can tell me what to believe or what job to have or what to weigh or whatever. Or my ability to have whatever I want. I think we should probably teach people how to think, how to feel, and that they can believe whatever they want.
Yeah, that's why you're a mom, because you're teaching your kids at a younger age, right? Mm-hmm. Lucky little fuckers.
Yeah. I know, totally. Well, Sunny too.
Yeah. Well, I love the parallels that you know, lay between what I'm doing and what you're doing. And I think I'm curious about, you know, going back to the beginning about the weight in the first place. So looking at the moms that you're working with and through the lens of, you mentioned the shame, like being so ashamed, they don't even want to tell their partner that they're going to lose weight. What gets a person to that place?
I think that there's rhetoric out there. Like it's, we've got a couple different kind of subcultures, right? Like, you're not supposed to want to lose weight because you're supposed to love yourself. It's like, I literally teach intuitive eating and body positivity, but in my own unique way, not in the traditional sense. I think that we've swung too far from like the supermodel, you have to be like, you know, freaking 100 pounds. I think we've swung too far to the other realm of like, you have to love your body. And that means just accepting as is. And I actually do teach body acceptance and body love, but you can love your body and want to change. You can accept your body and want to change. And so I think the shame comes from kind of swinging too far to the other side with this intuitive eating and body positivity movement. And body positivity teaches you just love your body at all costs. It's like, but what if I'm not treating my body with love? Like, what if I'm not being healthy? Like, what if I don't feel good in my body? And, you know, there's just no answer there. So I kind of like to meet in the middle and be like, yeah, you're allowed to want to lose weight. And I think a lot of just people are very well-intentioned, right? If I were to complain, I mean, I'm an open book. So I had shame about it, but I would still talk about it because I just how I came. I just lost my train of thought. Hold on.
You were talking about the shame.
Yeah. So right. I just felt like, you know, I should love my body and I just didn't. And so I think that's kind of where it comes from with, and not all of my women have this, not all of my mamas have it, but a lot of us do. Like we feel bad because, oh, I know what I was going to say. If you're talking to your girlfriend and you're like, oh, I just want to lose 10 pounds or I want to lose 50 pounds or I just don't feel good in my body. A lot of us will, from a well-intentioned place, talk each other into it. Like, you're fine. You're gorgeous. Like, and they are fine and they are gorgeous and they're allowed to want to change. So it's like living in the land of and in both, right? It's like you can love your body. You can also not love your body and want to change. Mm. So, and you'll, if you do the process and the methodology that I teach, you're going to have to love your body anyways, because you can't hate your body thin. Like I've tried it a million times. It just doesn't work. You cannot beat yourself up hard enough to change permanently. Yes, you can do it for 5 pounds, but like it's not going to work in the long run. You actually have to learn to love yourself. And really, like, I think this is kind of a weird term. Like, what does that even mean to love myself? Like, what even is self-love? And it's going back to your question before. It's honestly just the way you talk to yourself. So many of us are so mean to ourselves and we don't even realize it. And what a gift to be able to talk to yourself lovingly. I mean, that's my main reason. I knew that I was going to be able to say all the right things to Luna. Like I knew I was going to be able to say the right things, but I knew that I wasn't going to be able to look at myself in the mirror and her not catch me with a shameful eye or a body hate look at myself. Like I knew she was going to see through the BS of my words. I wanted my thoughts and my words to be in alignment because yes, you guys have heard the concept of like our kids' inner voice is our voice. It's the way we talk to them. And I'm like, what if it's our thoughts though? Like what if my thoughts are her thoughts without me even having to say it out loud because she catches a glimpse of me looking at me in the mirror and I don't love myself. Or she catches Brian grabbing my husband, grabbing my waist and I like, ugh, like you know,
yeah,
brushing him off.
That's the most powerful thing right there is what, so you're not only changing, you know, the women of our generation, but you're also changing our children's generation and your impact is great. The ripples that you're making in these women's lives and in their children's lives as well. And that's huge. The other day with my daughter, she's 2 years old. This is something that I was conditioned with my mom. I remember going into the dressing room with her and seeing her look at her body and tear apart her body in front of me. You know, talk about her thighs or whatever the thing was in the dressing room. And I absorbed that. And I vowed to myself that my daughter would not have that. And my daughter and I, we have this window or mirror in our hallway, which is like right the entryway to our bathroom. And every night when we go to take a bath, most nights I'll take a bath with her still. And, you know, we'll get naked and stand in the mirror and we say, I look at her body in the mirror. And I say, look at your amazing body. Look at that body. How cool is this body that you get to live in? Look at all the things it can do. Look how high you can jump. You know, look how strong you are. Look at all, and I just build her up to the point where, gosh, I think it was maybe 3 months ago where we went to get into the bath. She took off her clothes. She looked at herself in the mirror and she goes, Mama, look at my body. And I was like, yes, I did it. you know?
Oh, it's so good.
It felt so good.
That is really, like, I really want this to be a movement. And that's really my why behind it for our kids. Like, we would, like, have contests at the lunch table in 11th grade of, like, how little could we eat? And I'm like, oh, my God. Over my dead body, is my daughter going to be doing that in the cafeteria? I mean, I hope it's just one.
Well, you're talking to a D1 collegiate cheerleader. You know, we had our fat pinched monthly. We were weighed. We weren't supposed to be over 100, I think it was 10 pounds or whatever the thing was. You know, there's so much of that. It's just,
I mean, that's my dream. I feel like it might take a couple of generations. That's like the pessimist in me, which is only a very, very small part of me. But I think we have a lot to heal. Yeah. Tiny.
I love what you said about it being in the way that you talk to yourself and you see yourself. I think for anyone listening, you know, the place to begin here is to really look at your life, to look at, you know, every action, every thought. The truth truly lies there. And you know, are we choosing to learn our lessons in this life easily, or are we choosing to learn them hard? Because you can, you know, you can't hate yourself then, like Laura said. And there are ways that we can stay in the struggle and identify with the struggle. And so I invite you, if you're listening to this, to see, are you aligning with the struggle or with the ease? And look at your actions. Every, you know, it's right there for you to see in everything that you're doing, the tapestry of your life. Like, it's right there in how you speak to yourself, and how you speak about yourself and to others, right? How you care for your body when you stub your toe or knock your knee on something. You know, do you take a moment? I'm sorry, body. I was careless with you. You know, how do you consider other people's hearts and cherish their hearts, and what you do behind closed doors when no one's watching, and, you know, within your own practices and the sacredness of your practice. And it's in the way that we help others, right? Without needing the praises and the accolades. And that's the lesson is, you know, learn to speak in this life with gentle tone, right? And listen and look for all the ways with which we are learning these lessons. Because if you are one who has tried to lose weight time and time again, and you haven't had success, you're identifying with the struggle. You're choosing to learn in the challenge. And there is an easier path. There's a path that is just so much easier and filled with grace and joy and ease. And
yeah, it's so true. It's so true. I mean, to your point, before I had Luna, my daughter, I had totally accepted defeat. I was like, this is just going to be my struggle. This is just going to be it. I didn't even think there was a solution. And that's what all my clients always say. They're like, this is so fun and so easy. And they're like, and nobody ever believes me. I'm like, I know. But well, yeah, it really can be easy. It's like, to your point, like it doesn't have to be so hard. It really, truly doesn't. It can be easy. It can be fun. And that's another reason why it's permanent too, because it's not something that you're grinning and bearing every day.
Yes, that's true. And you do bring so much fun into everything you do and so much energy into everything you do. And I think, you know, your clients can definitely feel that. And if you don't know Laura, that's one of the things that you will come to find about her, is she is an endless well of energy and positivity, and that is really magnetic. So, yeah, I think this is the perfect spot to end today, this conversation. And I'd love to have more with you. I think this is you and I could just talk forever about all of this kind of stuff.
I love it. The parallels. And I can't wait to bring the Yummy Mummies, the Yoga Nidra. It's like, oh, they're getting their first official session tomorrow and they're like so excited.
That's awesome. Oh, I hope it goes so well. Well, you can find Laura. We'll mention her in all of our show notes and everything like that. Can you share a little bit about, you know, what's coming on the horizon for you and how people can find you and connect with you?
Totally. If you guys are into podcasts, I have a podcast called The Yummy Mummy Podcast with Laura Conley. And my name is LauraConley. You can also find me on Instagram at Laura Conley Coaching, and my website is lauraconley.com. And I run these Yummy Mummy experiences. They are 6 months long. There's a money back guarantee. You either lose weight or your money back. And we do it through everything we talked about on this podcast, through mindset, through emotional intelligence, through daily accountability, through fun love. And we didn't touch on this, but we do work on balancing your hunger hormones. So we're not losing weight from counting anything or measuring anything. If you balance your hunger hormones, your sex hormones come into balance. I could go on and on. But that's the how. That's how we get you from point A to point B. And it's very new and different. If you guys go to my website, you can add yourself to the wait list. The next cohort's going to start in April of 2024. So we have a cohort like pretty much every quarter.
All right. We missed the opportunity to talk about sex, but we can do that next time.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, okay, good. I love it.
Balancing those hunger hormones and boosting your libido.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Miss Laura, thank you so much for being here. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, if you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, I would love it if you leave a rate, review, and a subscribe on whatever you're listening to this podcast in. Pretty, pretty pleased with the cherry on top. It would help me so much, and it would help all the other mamas out there hear this message. Thank you in advance. I really appreciate it. And you have to come check out the Yummy Mummy Experience. It's my proven lose weight for the last time group coaching and course. Head to lauraconley.com and just click work with me. Other than that, you guys, I would love to give you a free gift. If you want your free listener only gift, go to lauraconley.com/gift. And from there, you will get your free best ever weight loss hack. So cool. The last thing I want to tell you guys, is I do have a free Facebook group. It's called, you guessed it, The Yummy Mummy. Lose weight for the last time, end body drama, and get food freedom. You can just search that in Facebook, or again, you can head to the show notes and you'll find the link there. All right, you guys, have the best day ever.